시부디조시메도조
将就法度当你将所行大吉参南子都拉本子三子都巴巴修三界修法自己修南郎将就法度当你将所行大吉参南子都拉本子三界都巴巴修三界修法自己修南郎将就法度当你将所行大吉多拉平时三界多巴拉哟
We should want only one if you have. That didn't matter. That didn't have to jump shock on the sun. Be good to go to my station or something. That you want to talk with them.Бегу түнгу сэйшт бол. Дэнэ маа дээс шэн асамстарин. Даг уагд гаанды чагба шүйд бол. Бегу түнгу лайшт бол. Гуэр гудэр. Окэ. Намшэ чудэ цаани. Да. Окэ.
Окэ. I have some question about Sangha Jewel. So the Sangha Jewel possess the knowledge of the mode of phenomena because they directly perceive the clear light nature of the mind.And affliction are advantageous. So the question is like that. So is a true path essentially a direct realization of the nature of the mind? And does the phrase "stain is advantageous" refer to a true cessation? That's the question.
What?
Okay. So the Sangha Jewel, right? They possess the knowledge of the mode of phenomena.Because they directly perceive the clear light nature of the mind and the affliction are advantageous. So the question is a true path essentially a direct realization of the clear, of the nature of the mind? Yeah. Is a true path meaning that, mainly that. And then the phrase stain is advantageous, does it refer to some kind of true sensation?
certain Yakuji Kobas. Singji Mosun Tobilla, Lamgit in the Zoribes, Jikir and Chimbadi. Second one is what?
Louis Chimadi in Colbenevisa.
Louis
Chimon Colbenevisa.
Louis Chimadi. Louis Chimapombadi.
You are saying adventitious defilements are true cessations?
The phrase stain is adventitious. You know, the nature of the mind is clear, like stain is adventitious. Does that phrase there refer to true cessation?
So you have true cessation?
I've never.
You have adventitious defilements?
I have defilement, adventitious, yeah.
So, yeah, what are you trying to ask? We cannot figure out.
So is a true path essentially a direct realization of the clear light nature of the mind?
Yeah, we got the first part. Huh? Second one.
Second part?
Yeah.
But this one, okay, again. This one.
That's okay. Yeah. Answer is yes. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, then, one more again. Then there's this knowledge of the mode of variety of phenomena. And it happened in the post-meditative equipoise. So is that the wisdom of subsequent attainment? The knowledge of the variety of phenomena? Yeah, that one that happened in the post-meditative equipoise, right? Is that the wisdom of subsequent attainment? And what kind of mind is that?
And basically you're saying, is the wisdom of subsequent attainment the mind that realizes the diversity of phenomena?
Yeah. Correct. And then what kind of mind is that actually?
What's up, Jinibe?
Yes.
What kind of mind is it?
Conceptual wisdom of subsequent attainment.
Yeah. What kind of mind is it? Just wonder of the, you know, of the seven kind of mind, which one, Lori? Inferential, no, or what? Yeah. What kind of mind?
You think it's non valid, is it?
I never say. I just wonder what kind of mind it is.
Why you wonder?
We are supposed to wonder, eh?
If you wonder, after that you must have something. I know I say yes, then you must have something immediately, you know?
Go over there.
No, enough. You are not wondering, you know? Huh? Wonder means if I say yes, then again you have to say something, you know? Yes or no, whatever I say, you have to say something. Huh? When I ask, then you keep quiet, you're not wondering. So anyway, okay, so I think the topic is difficult. Huh? You enjoy, or you're boring, or you want to challenge, or you don't want to challenge, or it's challenging myself too. Yeah. Even more challenging than when I was studying, you know. So I don't know. Some are difficult. It's really difficult. So even for me, it's difficult. So. So anyway. Okay. 96. Of course, again, of course it's difficult, but same time, who can say, I don't understand. Because how much you put effort. So must be very realistic. You know, when you say, I don't understand, of course, you hear what time you expect to understand everything. Not possible. Even I read 10 times, I don't get everything. Yeah, so it's not an easy topic. So, of course, in monastery also go many different teacher, not one teacher. We go this teacher, then go another teacher, then you know, each teacher teach differently. So we read, we memorize. Of course, this you need a lot of effort. You know? So even like the quality of the Sangha jewel, Buddha jewel, this and that in monastery, we have to memorize every single word. Yeah. So. But here, of course, we're not looking that way, but we try to understand the meaning as much as possible. You know, so, but still you need to read the transcript, you know, read over, you know, maybe 10 times, 20 times. Then you think, not only reading like a Dhammayanikatha Sutra or the Sanghata Sutra, not like, not that type of reading, I'm not saying that. You know. So, but reading, put your time, read, think, you know, then ask questions, this and that, you know. I think we need a lot of effort we need, you know, so. So, the basic program, the first round, I was talking a lot to people to encourage them to study. So, I was talking a lot that time, so. So it's difficult, I know. It's tough, difficult. So, but you really want to study, you wish to study, then I think need more effort. You know, so reading, listening, you know, this is something important. You know, some of the quotation, root text, I mean, should memorize, you know. So like that. But I don't know. But it's difficult, I know. You know, sometimes what you're learning here is like almost like Geshe graduation type of learning. Yeah, almost same, more or less. You know, but the words are difficult. You know, when you see of this word, that word, even Tibetan words, some are word difficult for me. You know, even the commentary, sometimes I don't know what they're talking about. You know, some are not that easy to get it. So. But you translate to English, of course, the words are already so something totally new in your life. So, first place, you are not getting the words. Then, second, you are not getting the meaning. So, it's challenging, is there, I understand. But, as mentioned before, you know, should get the word first. You know, words should be memorized. You know, whatever the word, the, all the word, big things should be memorized then. Then, after the second is to understand the meaning of the word. We are learning, you know, first we're just learning the word, then after learn the meaning, you know, so that's the important to put some effort. The last time I used to talk many times, you know, that's why we came to this daily reflection, what that the book. I used to talk a lot, but this basic program, I thought, maybe no need to talk much. So anyway, what I see is the first group and this group is different group. Okay? When I start the first basic program, that one is mostly, I mean, they already been long time with the ABC. They're dedicated, long time there. But this group, and many people are new to ABC, you know, so beginner one. So there will be some challenging, difficult, but what I'm saying is you really want to study, then need to put some, you know, read the root text, all this, what call, the transcript, this and that. So you will read maybe 10 times, 5 times, 10 times, I think you'll get something there. So like that. So put some effort, so like that. So sometimes, of course, I mentioned before, so sometimes we don't understand. So need to do some prayer also. There's a lot of obstacles I mentioned. Sometimes discourage. So that just then you just stop all the classes, you know. So then you lose all the opportunity to study. So need to make prayer all the time. So I did mention before, you know, for me, the prayer works for me. I did mention before when I was studying Sera. And every morning, of course, when we have puja, like 5:30, we have puja, so we go to the kompa. First thing, we go to the see the altar, holy object, and this and that. Then go to see the Haijo statue there. Then make a strong prayer every morning, you know, to success in the study. So I did that almost all the time. Every morning I go to prayer like that. So for me, that helped me to continue to complete my study. So here also we need to make strong prayer. So each time you make strong prayer, so that is just encouraging oneself to study. Furthermore, you know, so sometimes we don't have this encouraging the prayer, then we just see something difficult, then we just stop. Then once you stop, then quite difficult to come back, to continue. So not breaking the class, not breaking the study, not breaking the interest, it is extremely important. So those who wish to study, then must do that, you know. So make prayer, work hard, you know, so then, so don't discourage, so that Then, of course, talk is not easy, but you'll achieve something, some understanding there. They're able to appreciate the teaching of the Buddha. Once you understand a little bit, then you are able to appreciate the Buddha's teaching, so that means you are appreciating the Buddha, you know, so that. So this is important. That's why I mention most of the time. Okay, so okay, so today I took out maybe slightly different, okay? Hope a little bit better, I don't know. Huh? Also, sometimes I don't know how to make simple myself. Huh? Otokshin etap, tere, chidang, tere, tat, peta, rik, sedi, todangi, da, karsorta. Tat, tende, yugudu, peta, ta, sanji, peta, karsa, rik, sedi, la, peta, ta, peta, dudama, soso, ki, samudana, shakdan, tende, yuguyore, peta, ta, chidama, yusin, dukala, ta, ta, rik, sedi, kade, jila, sige, na, ta, pakbe, Pakbe juki tokpa yorba ta. Ti nyelen shegi, an semjegi juki semjung machakpa yewa ingi shila ta sanji riksin shayaji.
Yewa machakpa?
Machakpa. Machakpa lo yorba. Yewa goyimba. Ti deshi ta pagi Pakbe tokpa namki nyelen juchi nyegi semjung machakpa yewa ingi shila ta karasun riksin ta. Pakbe rik sin tuk sin min tak. Ta sanje rik sin hai mito tuk sin ta hai shire.
When we talk about lineage or rik in Tibetan, yeah, the what exactly is the lineage? That depends on from whose perspective you take. So you know there are different Buddhist tenets, isn't it? So according to the Vaibhashikas, or the proponents of great exposition, the lineage is the mental factor, the virtuous mental factor of non-attachment, which is the substantial cause of the realizations in the continuum of a superior. That is posited as the lineage.
Oh, Tukshini. I'd like to go some of the answers to what Tukshini, Tako. 섬중 마샤와 야와디 아니지겠다 갈래 보기 박배 동배 일행이 주신 독신다 보기 산지 살라드야시 디 섬을 따나 고 릭세다 산지 릭세 섬을 당선시도가
So the proponents of great exposition posit this as the lineage, you know, that so this is which is the virtuous non-mental factor of non-attachment, which is the substantial cause of a superior realization. Yeah. So. That is what they posit as the lineage. And there's something to it, yeah. And that we can kind of say, explain and see how, you know, this lineage is that which moves to Buddha, to Buddha ground, yeah.
What do you mean? Chetan Tata, Tata, Tso, Chetan Mawata. That is the monk's doy Jesus to give them. Sorry.
Do Jesus. Follow so strong.
Too much. Huh? Too much dinner. What do you mean? Then that, then a doy cabla in the song, then a doy doy cabla, did it. Chugo, you heard some kids of public sinta, chugo, that, coins or that. 또또다 도와디다 랍중로 숨겨서 변화 추구진주에 다 망부매 같이 다 윤용신이 되네 된대기 촉바 11로 지어라 촉바 진비세 마차별로 다 조세징이 일로 지어라 디 다 박배리 쓴다 직대대 숨어도 와
The proponents of great expositions are followers of sutra yeah, in that they depend on the sutras, yeah. So they cite the sutras. For example, in the Vinaya, it is mentioned that the contentment, the mind of no need, you know, the contentment, you know, is the it is the lineage of the superiors, or is the superior's lineage, yeah.
어 뜻이네. 다 돈다 들라. 다 마셔봐. 세실리가 하래 돈다. 다 조금 좀 봤어도 다. 다 그다. 다 소소해. 다 변화 콜라 소파다. 다 돈다 마셔봐. 세. 어디네 마셔별로시. 다 박별이 세시. 다 돈다 뒤네 숨매로.
And the import of that is basically non-attachment, isn't it? Right. Contentment is non-attachment. In that, of course, then the Vinaya is a basically advice and instructions for the ordained community. Yeah. So to be content with a few needs, yeah, like the number of articles and like number of kind of robes, you know, you should have and so forth. Yeah. Essentially, the point is to not be to cling on to such articles, right? So, I mean, of course, the word is contentment, but the import is that, you know, the to be non-attached, right? Yeah.
What to say? Tanashi, that's sonyam. That's sonyam, the union singing. So, Pagberix, that's sonyam, senata, say, long joy, say, that in Joyan, that's a young shoot, the bottom chabat in the members, that union some choksi chabat, that to that, that said on Zola, and Chabachim membership, that to the disungular choksi in the data, Pagberix sent in the sungto.
It also said that to be contented with, receiving alms is the lineage of the superiors. Yeah, again, yeah. Here we are talking about well contentment, but the import again is that to be a non-attachment to articles of enjoyment or objects of enjoyment such as food and etc. etc.
What are the things? Then that normal human beings do. Public is that don't die. Nekang da that then la so bad. Then so yeah that don't die. 융세식이 아니 대라 조세신이 조세신 작세 매바시 어디데 디릭들라 딘데 징에들라 다 파베릭신 다도다 딘데 송해 어디래
Then of course there is then there's the also the discussion or the mentioning of being content with one's living abode and even the mattress, yeah, to be content with a humble abode, is it? So again, that's talking about, you know, that non-attachment, yeah, and that is said, that is the lineage of the superior. It is also said that abandonment and meditation is the lineage of the superior. Abandonment means abandoning the afflictions and then taking a liking to meditation. Yeah. So they are said also to be the lineage of the superior.
Oh, that is so. Do a lot of that. Here, but that, but the two down. Ani si, but the castle down. Say down. Ani. Say. Ne, ne, ne down. Then the so what? That all. Ani. Machabe. That on the simjung jinguare. Lo, that all. Machabe simjung the. Ani. But that, but the pagbe toga jala. Ani. But the juche. That june. Ani. But the pagbe toga jawarche.
So yeah, so in short, yeah, you know, contentment, you know, with regards to the robes, the place of abode, or the place where you stay, and food, essentially means to have a mind of non-attachment, a mental factor of non-attachment. Yeah. So these are also essentially this mind of non-attachment, yeah, is the cause for the generation of realizations in the continuum of a superior.
This time was some degree, Pabet Toba. You need to have a cigarette.
So, these first three, the being content with robes, with one's abode, with food, these are indirect causes for the generation of the qualities and realizations in the continuum of the superior.
Then
you have abandonment, yeah, abandonment of the afflictions, you know, the act, you know, trying to abandon the afflictions, and a liking to meditation, yeah. So this directly shows the mental factor of non-attachment, yeah. And this taking a liking to meditation and then, you know, abandoning afflictions, and these are the direct causes for the generation or the realizations in the continuum of a superior. So by living a simple life, a simple and contented life, a life where you have not much wants, not much needs, and a life of contentment would make it possible then for one to be able to strive in abandoning the afflictions, and make it possible to strive in meditation.
Oh, Tuxini, Tezata, Pedachira Mercy, Pagita,
So for the proponents of great exposition, whether someone is said to possess the lineage or not depends on very much whether these those things that we mentioned, whether it exists in the person's mind or not. Yeah. So does the person has a few needs? Is the person content? Does the person like to takes a liking to working with the afflictions and abandoning them? Does the person take a liking to meditation? So if these are present in a person, then the person is said to possess the lineage, you know. So which means to say that the great proponents of great exposition do not say that all sentient beings have the lineage, yeah?
So according
to their perspective, yeah. So then, you know, how do you know whether a person has lineage or not, for according to their view? I mean, if the person has so much needs, so much desires, not content, then obviously the person is not going to be anywhere near becoming a Buddha, right? From their perspective, right? So as such, then I mean, most ordinary folks, yeah, do not have the lineage according to this view, yeah.
Huh?
So anyway, there's some sense to be made out of this assertion of the proponents of great exposition, isn't it? Right. I mean, it's like there's the, you know, the point about being simple, living a contented, simple life. It's important, yeah. Before you can even talk about anywhere, you know, talking about enlightenment or becoming a Buddha, right? So there's some sense in that. But anyway, the case being made by them is that when the lineage is the mental factor, the mind of non-attachment, yeah, which is the cause for the production of the generation of all those the qualities, the realizations in the continuum of the superiors, yeah.
So
if You know, if the person who is able to, and the person who has contentment, who is content with simple clothes, in the case when we're talking about Indian people, simple robes then, right? Simple robes, simple food, simple abode, then that is helpful in that kind of mind of contentment is helpful in turning away, you know, or reversing, you know, the, you know, managing, you know, the concept of things belonging to me. These are mine. You know, the idea of, and you know, I apprehending as mine, that thought, right? So it is said that the mind of contentment in relation to those three things, can turn away this manifest apprehension of mind. So without working with attachment, without lessening and turning our back against desire attachment, there's no way to be liberated from cyclic existence, and as such, there's no way to become Buddha. So the whole point at the beginning is to really to turn away from, turn our backs to attachment, to not follow attachment. As such, in order to turn away attachment, then we need to practice contentment. So regards, in this case, if one is content, is satisfied with simple, attire, clothes, food, and a place to stay, and then that can help, turning away manifest desire or attachment. Yeah. And here, when we talk about attachment or seva, craving attachment, it's either attachment to the I self or attachment to that which belongs to this I, or literally attachment to mind, right? So through living a simple life, with regards to those three things, then one can work and turn away the manifest clinging to the manifest or attachment to mind, or the manifest clinging to a mind.
What did it? That dear, that today is some dana, and it been a dango pena that you'll see the seva, the doma, no copper, that you'll see the sebe, and it's chick that tea, the shawan to song the vina, and it's chick that puppet toba, yeah, copper. But the missiva to shed, chesanta, some caneta, nago, seva chung the dango, check her, puppet toba, yakutuna, seva chung the dango. A thing on the shin to be shed, that's how we shawan to song the vina, puppet toba, yeah, missiva to shed.
So we do really think about it well, to be honest, how is it possible to develop the qualities and realizations of a superior if one doesn't turn away from attachment? No matter how you think about it, no matter from where, there's no way one can achieve anything without working with attachment, without giving up desire and attachment. Yeah. So, and if that's the case, then for a person who does not give up attachment and desire, then how can we say that that person possesses the lineage of the superior? If you think about it,
Oh, 냥대도바 아니 냥대게 탈라송아 시시카 탈라 미네바 세카스 송카즈님 시게도바 다 근데 세바 되베나라 차게로와 다 돈다니 코카르소레 카르스 탈바야 바 켈레바 이나야 다 탈바 요아레 딘데 삼바 이나야 돈다니 코 착바도 슉침부지 여도코다 저래 르 근데 되게 나시네 딘데 숨도 차비 차고 슉침부 여도 아니고 탈바지 켈레 바 이나야 돈이나 다 코 세바 도신도 중에지 차게도
Remember in the last lesson we looked at the last of the previous lesson, we talked about the three types of persons, right? Right? Those the kind of persons who possess the different kinds of obscurations, right? So the first one, the first category of people, those who love samsara. And within that, there are those who love samsara who do not assert desire liberation. But then, within those who love samsara, there are those who accept liberation, right? But it doesn't matter whether you accept liberation or yeah, you accept liberation. You may want liberation, but if you love samsara, then there's no way you're gonna achieve liberation. Yeah, no matter how much you think, you know, how much you believe in liberation, but because then the people are happily entering into samsara, isn't it? Because we love samsara. Yeah. So right.
Oh, this one. That today, dear. Because just now, that go. That just now, I said that the dinner is over. That go. Siba, two, ba, three, ba, na. Ani go. Papa, two, ba, three, la, rahami, two. That today, dear. Just now, that Papa, two, ba, three, ba, na. 다 산책 릭세데 파고 또 경행시 구구여래. 그러면 된대시 파고 또 와져라. 돈다 인님부디. 다 차고 다 겨울에 집에 땅 다당 다 겨울에 집에 차고 충으로 땅 와야지. 그러면 어디서 다 당부 숨되게 다게 수반 하시네. 다 겨울에 집에 차고 문주고 또 같이 그래. 어디 숨 걸었다.
So yeah, there's a Yeah, there's no way to generate the realization of a superior, yeah, if one does not turn away from attachment, does not give up attachment, yeah. So as such, you know, cultivating to be content with, basically to be content with a simple life, you know, and specifically, simple clothes, simple food, and simple abode. Yeah, those three counteract the manifest clinging to mind. Yeah, so and then, right? Because in order for something to be a lineage of a superior, it must be a producer of the realizations in the continuum of a superior, isn't it? In order to be a lineage of a superior, it has to be a producer of the quality, the realizations in the continuum of a superior.
Oh, Tukshin, that Tinema, that Tamatigi, Anishi, Boatang, Boatang, Gombalak, Pagatik, said Tamatigi, Tonatiri, Ta, Kalsor, Dala, Dala, Seba, Anishi, Tentun, said to me. What is Sukhi?
Then, you know, taking a liking to abandoning the afflictions and meditation is that which enables that the individual to once and for all overcome the attachment to self. So the earlier on was dealing with the manifest attachment to mind, right?
어떻게네 다 된데 삼다나 티고도 다 가서 다 돈다이 티레 다 나시네 다 고 초시시여 같이 잡아 충으로 짐하지 다 초시 여바이나 다 보기 다 나시네 보기다 다 고 초시 용해 돼 고 내가지 돈에 초시 걸어 잡아 충으로 다 돼 진짜 고바 진짜 돈이 걸어 다 소소 매바 좀 초시 쓰기 하네 고 내가지 통세 다 망부 충나 고 잡이 주게 맞는데 이제 내가 통세 고 초시 가지고 그러면도 매바 좀 쓰기 하네 어떻습니까? 심기 때문에 조시고 바시 계시버래. 내 준비 때문에 여바이나 아니 그 고바준서 동시 조시 여바이자 티 독쇼다 티 뽕알로 가와 티 랑미 공도와 망게 용체 대용바이나 아니 땡에서 곰바라 나들에 다 돈다에 땡에서 쓰나들이 다 실라니 곰에라 아니 지쁘게 가부유구에서 아니 곰체 아니 제 곰바이나 다 니모 사바 대세 시도베시 어디 숨겨
Contentment has, contentment is something that arises through seeing that there's no point in having a lot of stuff. Contentment comes about through seeing that there's no point in having a life that is not simple. Yeah. It is a mind of non-attachment, right? Contentment doesn't happen just because you have nothing. Just because somebody has nothing doesn't mean the person is content. No. Right. And so contentment, if the contentment comes about through seeing that there's no point in having a lot of stuff, then that person would have no issues. The person would naturally be happy to abandon those things, isn't it? Would be happy to abandon stuff, to not cling on to stuff, to a bit, you know, to have a simple life. No issues with that, right? We'll take a liking to have a simple life. We'll take a liking to abandoning attachment, right? No? So, and such a person would then find it, would then like to then meditate, isn't it? Like to, you know, take a liking to abandoning afflictions and take a liking to and meditation. Yeah? And through that, you know, then can cut, you know, really once and for all the attachment to self, yeah.
What in the shop? Lot the dog on the day, Cassan, the Chetaman line, I see the one at the tillet, the Jerusalem, the tillet, the lambs and lambs and sugar to go. Tamia, Tamia, Tom de la Javier, the other lamb gets over, numbsomes, Nan Rangis in Tobes. Yambatin, the Sundu Topian, and think it to money, do she moves, not to that, but in the red, Chiban.
So, you know, this really, you know, this whole thing really makes a hell of a lot of sense in it. And that is basically summarized by Jiye Rinpoche Lama Tsongkhapa in the last verse of the Three Principal Aspects of the Path, where we say, O child, when you have realized the essential points of the Three Principal Aspects of the Path, rely on solitude and isolation and then achieve all your goals.
That on the Yamba Temba said Tire, that Yamba said Tire, that Choshin, that on the Lapsa Telegato, that Yamba Tench, that Sangasing it in the members, Dunzig Yamba Tembas, that Tire, Rasangasing members, Yamba Tembaina, Anishita, Yamba Tenche, Tuxavana coach, Anishi Karsana, Ko Chapatuzo, that Chapton Monsum, Anishu, Mangi Yungurwa, Nella Tinel Tembaina, Anishita.
It's true, isn't it, right? Because by, you know, it's only by going into isolation, into solitude, retreat, you know, that you distance yourself, you know, from, you know, all the, you know, like a uebo of life, you know, it's like, you know, all those busyness and hustle and bustle, and you know, the blah, blah, blah stuff of life. You know. Only then, you know, then there's opportunity. Only then there's opportunity for the mind to settle in that, you know. Naturally, isn't it, by virtue of, you know, that lifestyle, the afflictions, you know, like anger, attachment, ignorance, will weaken, will subside, you know. And then through practicing, cultivating, and changing the mind, isn't it, then that person really has the chance to achieve his or her final goals, yeah. And here it has to be, we're talking about definite goodness, yeah? Liberation from samsara and enlightenment, yeah?
Oh, that today's not that, when you're talking to Pachella, and it is all your days, that one is so good. Negishane, Chabature, and singing to them, Sundu Kogiore, or a chick. And it's one is your pocket, 다버다니 지다 사버다 유르도 치와 세트 치와 밑에 맨남시 야구 시텐시아니 오늘 준비 계시 침바이나 다 오늘 지다 또바 갈라 강자이 게 유튜브에 말해 어디로
And all this, these conditions makes a huge difference in being able to really develop experiences and realizations on the of the path, yeah. Because the place that you live in makes a difference. Then, of course, not just the place, no, but your mind. You must have that effort, the joy, perseverance. You take a liking to what you're going to do, no. Right. And then, especially, you know, when that you know is done, you know, within the background of remembering death and impermanence, especially how you know, death can come quickly. Yeah. So when all these conditions come together, definitely I think the person will achieve something, you know, right? Mm. Somehow or other, you know, some experiences and some realizations.
Yeah. 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 시황도 저대 자기유도 다 방법이 유세 미도가 아니 또밖에 알라데와 강보로 왔다 또 지금 미도세 미도가 간다 배속으로 지금 미도가 되라
So as such, you know, you look at ourselves, you know, the kind of lifestyle that we lead, you know, city living people, we can forget it. You know? Really, I mean, do we, how can we say we possess the lineage of superior? Doesn't, then obviously then there's no enlightenment. And, you know, not working with attachments means there's no realizations, yeah? As such, therefore, we find people with no realizations, or we don't find people with realizations. Yeah, really.
Ah, 얘기하라 떠보면, 기도라 떠보면, 다들.
Well, the situation is such that all the teachers don't have realizations, and all the students don't have realizations. Yeah, well, that's the reality. Yeah.
All in samsara, huh? Together with samsara. 어디래? 다 던다 티래. 다 문해시나 티래. 보기다. 오늘 빛이 튕에 있네. 강 튕에 있네. 문해시다. 나 지금 무슨 남자는 시반에 들어와. 오늘 토슴 자신 무시. 뒤네. 오늘 지금 봐. 아니 두 번. 네 엠버시 두 번 년은 시시. 냠도 그 또 바가로 깨도 아니 지금 오늘 때 냠유 그 또 바 시리 시시로 와. 문해시나 또 던다 티래. 나 등산 또 공부로 왔다. 다 소소 높은 시반에 마시야지 뭐다. 다 냠도 그 또 바 깨니 시야. 다 공부시라.
So, actually, it should be like that, as Lama Tsongkhapa said, you know. You know, one has to have learned the teachings, you know, fairly well, you know, and have thought about it, you know, with some conviction. And then with that, then you enter into isolation, you retreat, and you cultivate, and then you gain some experience and realization. Then you come out, you know, and then you then impart your knowledge to others. And you can, then you're talking from experience, you know. But in these days and times in this world, it's pretty much non-existent. And it's very rare. Yeah? So the people who are teaching are basically just teaching from mere knowledge. Yeah? They're just imparting their intellectual knowledge. Yeah? But that's the reality. Yeah? So
what did that? That.
So anyway, in short, back to the topic, you know, so what do the proponents of great exposition say about, what's it called? Lineage, right? The lineage is essentially for them, the virtuous mental factor of non-attachment.
What is this? That tinema, anisi, that dodebe and test mental slash, karsanata, pena, simji, yugi, da, same, simji, sabun, da, sabun, nubashila, da, simji, yugi, and same, simji. Karsas. Same sim keg in Nubachila, that's the same jig sim with Tingdo, same sim keg in Nubachila, Nubachi artist, that the Sanjig Sinitaya Cotes, that the Gita Mendoshi, the Sung Dwata.
Then who's next? The proponents of Sutra, isn't it? So they have, of course, their own take on what the lineage is, yeah. So for them, what is the lineage? It is the potential, potential or the capacity for the generation of an uncontaminated mind in the continuum of a sentient being. That is posited as a lineage. So essentially the proponents of sutra is saying that it is in the form of a potential. The potential that can produce an uncontaminated mind in the continuum of a sentient being. Yeah.
What did she show? That theater, that Taganashi and Simsambe, that visited the Tinedoshire, Penacasor, Simsambe, Casora. That Simsambe, Chipato, that to dying, sing with Tingy, that Sammy sings savage, that to dying, Sammy sim kitching in the bachelor, that Simsambe Shakyare.
And the proponents of mine only, assertion of what the lineage is pretty much dead.
But the answer to me, I tissue the uncle, Colonel, some is sim garment, some is sim said it, not Toma Mamma, Jingle Chick to you once, and Diaco, some is sim de la Pesce, Toma Mamma Doji Pesce, so I do Chick to some is sim subundi, Toma Mamma, Jingle Chick to you once, Uncles, and Chuning it toba says, just so good.
Chuning
it toba. That to not sim the drum in it.
So, yeah, the proponents of mine only pretty much say the same thing. Yeah. It is that seed, you know, in the continuum of a sentient being that produces the uncontaminated mind. Yeah. But according to them, there are three characteristics here. And this uncontaminated mind has existed since without beginning and is, you know, and moving, you know, transiting from one uncontaminated mind to another. Then secondly, that potential has existed right from the beginning. Whenever the beginning was, which means there's no beginning. That means by nature it's always been there. And this potential exists on the sixth consciousness, the mental consciousness,
yeah. After some is kissing Dubachila, the rigs in it, I see the Koransoya.
Well, in short, it is the potential existing, the potential in the mind that can produce an uncontaminated mind. Yeah. So that is posited as a lineage.
What to say? Tinema, ta. Kasora, that the next subjective descent, Umaba, Le, Dugala, Todaita, Kasora. That on the Rick Sudogala, Zozo, Shasadit, Rick said, Zozo, the Sim Rushing Tompa, Outer, or the Sim Rushing Tompa, or Sim Rushing Tompa Tela, that and Saji Rick Sini, that's all Mintasa Tela Shakyore.
And for the proponents of the middle way, essentially, the lineage is the emptiness, yeah, or the mind's emptiness of true existence.
Let him all light the situation. Then some the bay uncle, some the low, I regularly need cigar and Ranshinary, 아니 겐주 렉스네 니체 심슨베야 지치바다 단 요 사메스 그 사본텔라 페나 다 토바 콤바 텐데기 아니 수 마타베 내갑시다 수 때베 내갑 니구여레 토바 곰숨제는 수 때베 내갑시다 도섬 곰숨 마시 수 마타베 내갑지 유마시 다 도섬 곰숨 수 마타베 갑라 다 라시 내리 스니 샤기여레 도서가 수 답지 아니 지금 버리다 디데시 누가라 고 사메스다 누바디 대스 야치 라토스 세타비 누가라 콜라 진주그리 세니멘다시
All right, so you know, back to the proponents of Mayoni, you know, the lineage is that is posited as the seed, in the seed existing in the, let's say, for those who said the four bodies, the seed existing in the seed that we exist in the mind, you know, and which has that power. We're talking about the seed, and the seed that has the power to, you know, the potential to bring forth for the rising of an uncontaminated mind. That is the lineage, right? So such a lineage is divided into two, the naturally abiding lineage and the developed lineage, right? So the lineage that exists at the time when it is not nourished or activated by hearing, reflection, and meditation, then that is posited as naturally abiding lineage. So the lineage that exists during the time when it is nourished by hearing, reflection, and meditation, in that the potential is being activated and, you know, actively, right? Then that is for them the developed lineage. Yeah.
Rikseti, pena sami singi sabun seti, ta sabun tila tene, sami simdi kiki yorwa. Sabun di, sami singi sabun di kienchi je, sami ishi di kiki yorwa. Chezan ta, ku sanji, sami ishi ki, tila tene ta, an sanji ishi ki tuki yore. Chezan ta, sanji rikseti, sami singi sabun tila, yan sanji riklaile kyunse jitwa kwa.
So, there is a reason for the proponents of Mayoni, you know, calling that seed, you know, that produces, the seed that can produce, you know, the uncontaminated mind as the lineage. Yeah. Because of the seed, then an uncontaminated mind, uncontaminated wisdom can be generated. Right? And then through that, then one achieves the wisdom of Buddha. Yeah. So as such, then for them, then that seed, yeah, is called the lineage.
Oh, that's it. That this too, that just that that umabe lola, ane si tanda sim rasing tongba se si that tanda sim rasing tongba se tila ane ko rik si ni. Jazang rasing tongba tila ane simji rasing tongba tila ane timela ba shugyo mares. Simji rasing la tima shugyo mares. Jazang ko. Simji rashin uyosawara, sim rashin tongbatila, timelewa kaduyena shuyungyo mares. Watinde sunje, simji rashin uyosawara saitita, tonda nyingbo pukere, sim rashin tongba saitila jachi. Anishik tati rikres, tako, unashik pukit, rashin la shuyo mares, lubuki timi dipdevizu mato, rashin saiti, sanjegi rashin da, simjegi juu, simji rashin tongba nyiri, chikpa chichang chires. Chaza kola sanjegi rik usini minta haishin kuduwa. 산지를 여봐도 직부 직장지 여대바시. 내가 양고 직내다 말을 세대고 심지어 산아 양 팀에 독신이.
팀에 독봤어.
팀에 로브의 팀에 집대바시. 나도 뒤숭거여래.
So the proponents of the middle way assert that the mind emptiness of true existence is the lineage. So, you know, they talk about the mind being in the nature of clear light, yeah. So that's, the meaning of that is that what it is the mind's emptiness, true existence. So this nature, this clear light nature of the mind or the mind's emptiness has never been polluted, by the adventitious defilements, yeah. The mind, its nature, ultimate nature, emptiness has never been polluted, right, by the adventitious defilement. But the mind is covered, obscured by the adventitious defilement. Yeah. So, and since the emptiness of Buddha's mind, the nature of that emptiness is no different from the nature of the emptiness of sentient beings' mind. So as such, that the sentient beings, in the minds of the sentient beings, emptiness of true existence is called the lineage.
都是那边那圣不让西东巴，三圣不让西东巴得到，三圣不让西东巴我尼拉七八米多吧，七八七将下得西，让西东巴也别忘了，得让西七八没学过的七八得多，是吧？So
the sentient beings' minds emptiness of true existence is not different in nature from the emptiness of Buddha's mind, right? Isn't it? And both are the same in that the adventitious defilement has never abided or resided in the nature of those minds, yeah? Whether it's Buddha's mind or sentient beings' mind.
Oh, Tessa, what do you say? That Tene Anishi, that Tere, and a similar Shinki Tongba said that. 本来心心道心让心的动吧，但心的多大一点的心舍得，但就当搞不了，但心宽了，变成心宽了，有热的东西有点不行，是吧？但心宽了，但研究的力，现在拿出个越南的什么大的，心是那样研究的力，心让心动吧，速度让心那力气，是吧？但
You know there's the naturally abiding lineage and the developmental lineage, right? So the mind and mind's emptiness of true existence are not the same thing, isn't it? Right? So mind is that which is clear and knowing, has that capacity, that nature to cognize, to be aware, isn't it? It is awareness, right? Cognize. So as such, you know, then can we call that the developmental lineage, you know? The mind, the developmental lineage, and the mind's emptiness or true existence as the naturally abiding lineage?
Oh, that sim da sim ra shi dong ba sena da ngo jik cha ge ruwa. Sim da sim ra shi dong ba sena ngo jik cha shi. Ruwa, da ga zong shi ba na shen re rik si du ga la da 전담비 온도 잡아, 군조비 온도 잡아, 세네 가서 쉬바는 시네. 다 쌤 코랑샤나, 다 군조비 온도 잡아 차기요래. 그 유리액이 누가 유태바시 쌤 코랑아, 다들 군조비 온도 차기요래. 다 전담비 온도 잡아 쌤 코랑아 시기 동바디, 다 전담비 온도 잡아 리스나 다 데려와.
Mind and that mind's emptiness or true existence are one entity. They're different, but they're not separate. Yeah, they're one entity, right? So, if we remember right at the beginning of the text, you know, when we were looking at the basic constituent, the fourth topic, right? How you can look at it from a conventional perspective of the ultimate, right? So, what is posited as the conventional lineage? Or conventional constitute basic element is mind itself, right? And from the ultimate point of view, it is the mind's emptiness, yeah, of true existence, right?
Oh, doctrine. Today, in that, that, because, just that, the, 그러고 당연히 딜라야 그 심 진짜 몰라버려 못해 야 심 탐지 쓰기야 말해 어 그런 심 그런 다 찍다 산지가 살아 좋아해 송해 따뜻 땅이 심당 심 때문에 떠니 아니 산지가 릭 심도 샤는 지금에도 숨겨 때 모질로 도바 타대 심도 땅이 또다 뒤에 가르서나 또 심지 인신제로 심도 대발했어 심도 심이서 심랑 시가 동바대 다 님도 유야로 모질 수원자 다 심지이나 리퀴르 때문에 잡을 수 있다 또나 대대 때문에 죽게 매도다.
If it is a Buddha lineage, you must necessarily go to enlightenment, right? Right. So, having said that, if the naturally abiding lineage is, if we take the naturally abiding lineage to be the mind's emptiness of true existence, and the developmental lineage to be the mind itself, right? Then are we then saying that all minds go to enlightenment? No. Obviously, not all minds go to enlightenment. How can afflictions go to enlightenment, right? So when we say mind as the conventional lineage, you know, conventional Buddha lineage, right, or the developmental lineage, we're not saying all minds. We're just talking about mind in general, right? Okay, that you must understand, yeah. So, and since a sentient being is that which possesses a mind, and since the ultimate nature of the mind is emptiness of true existence, and since the mind's emptiness of true existence is the lineage, naturally abiding lineage, and since sentient beings naturally have a mind, which is if we take that to be the developmental lineage or the conventional Buddha lineage, then it follows, therefore, that sentient beings necessarily possess the Buddha nature, the Buddha lineage, right? Teo.
Oh, today, Teo. At today, Zhang, Benatang, the same day, Lubuki Timi Divares. Same day, Lubuki Timale, Taba Yuares. Taba Yuare, then the deep there, or deep there, Taya Yuare. Rava, same day, Lubuki Timale, Taya Yuare. Zanda, same day, you same day, Lubuki Timi Divares. Sanji do Lubuki Timi Tower, said that Tindeg Namsha Taba there, some noise down by now, same Rashi, down by him, but I told Same Rashik Tomba Inza Anishi Lobuki Timmy Dibare, Lobuki Timmy Tabare said Namshadi Tekuyore, Same Rashik Tomba Inza.
The mind, a sentient being's mind, are currently obscured by or covered with the adventitious defilement, obscured by the adventitious defilements, yeah. But can the adventitious defilements be removed? Not? Obviously, yeah, that's why it's adventitious, right? So they can be removed, right? So as such, right? As such, the naturally abiding lineage, the mind's emptiness of true existence, because it is by nature empty of true existence, therefore in the first place, the adventitious defilements can be removed, yeah? So because of the nature of the mind, clear light, it is empty of true existence. Yes, the mind's emptiness of true existence is currently covered, so or is accompanied with the adventitious defilements. But because it is by nature empty of existing truly, therefore the defilements that is accompanying this suchness can be removed. Again, goes back to the Tathagata essence, right, that the mind's emptiness of true existence.
You follow? Because the two years done. All difficult?
So then, if you compare the mind only express assertion of lineage versus and the middle way school's assertion of lineage. Yeah. Is there a difference? What did the mind only say about the naturally abiding lineage? It is that seed which produces the uncontaminated mind, right? And this seed is said to possess three characteristics, yeah. So that is what the proponents of mind only is said to be the naturally abiding lineage, right? In the context when there's no enhancement or by activation or nourishment by hearing, reflection, meditation, right? But the proponents on the middle way say that, according to their view, that assertion does not fulfill the meaning of naturally abiding lineage. The proponents of mind only do not agree that the seed that has the capacity to produce an uncontaminated mind to be the naturally abiding lineage, because it doesn't naturally exist. It comes about, that seed comes about through causes and conditions. So the proponents of middle way say that the seed that has the capacity to generate an uncontaminated wisdom, that seed is a result of causes and conditions. As such, it is freshly or newly produced. As such, it does not naturally abide. It hasn't been there by nature. Then the proponents of the middle way, what do they assert to be the naturally abiding lineage? The mind's emptiness or true existence, isn't it? Basically, it has to be an emptiness. So the mind's emptiness or true existence is the ultimate nature of the mind. It has always been there. From whenever the time existed, its emptiness has always existed with it, which means from beginningless lifetime, right? And emptiness is permanent. It's permanent, right? Permanent phenomenon. As such, it's not freshly, newly produced. So according to the middle way school, so when you search for the referent, or basically when you search for that truly existent mind, when you're trying to find look for the imputed object, yeah. What you find at the end of the day is not the mind. What you find is the mind's emptiness. What you find at the end of the analysis, the correct analysis, is the mind's emptiness.
Yeah. 동점 이라실이 심세디 보겠다. 미기 당에 좀 임바 세실다 신에 따서 먹고 하신 거로와. 그 원이 그 좀 내봐. 아니지. 내바니 말해. 다 미기 온 그 좀 잠시래 쓴다고. 동백 안에 심세지에 대하시.
So when you look for the mind, you will not be able to find mind. You know, the truly existent mind. You will not be able to find. What you find is its emptiness. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that the mind is non-existent. The mind obviously exists. Yeah. So the natural conclusion that arises from that analysis is that the mind is none other than that which is merely imputed by mind. Mind is none other than that which is, basically mind is established as mere, it exists only in mere name. In mere name, it exists in mere name. Yeah.
Oh, today you do. Today, that today some dance. Today, yeah, just that today same day. Ani love you too much, ma. Just change do gala. Ani that love you too much. Time just change do gala. That change you go say si. Can say boy. Is change you go say si. That same day, never be same day. Yeah, that time change do gala. Is change you say si. That time I'm not just talking to. Is change you go say si. 산제도가라 로그이트마 탐제 제도가라 다시 추구 세죠 모두 지키어래.
So when the mind of a sentient being is completely freed or separated from the adventitious defilement, that mind becomes the wisdom truth body. It requires a new name.
제대로와 다 티 랑싱이 동바티 아니 티 랑싱이 동바티니 다 오니고 무슨 다 통당이 다 민글아가리가 도왔던게 코랑 랑싱이 동바타가리디네 민글아다 오니고 수다 민다도 오니고 좀되고 스니디 민다기어래.
So you have the mind of a sentient being, isn't it? When this mind, which is currently obscured by the adventitious defilements, when those adventitious defilements are completely removed, eliminated, right? So then you have a mind that that's not accompanied by any adventitious defilement anymore, right? That mind is not called a sentient being anymore. It's not a sentient being's mind anymore, right? It acquires a new name. It is the wisdom truth body. And the wisdom truth body's emptiness of true existence is the nature body. While during the time when he was not a Buddha as a sentient being, that sentient being's mind's emptiness is called suchness with defilement and Tathagata essence, isn't it? But when, at the time of enlightenment, when the mind has been freed from, separated from all the adventitious defilements, then that wisdom truth body's emptiness of true existence is called the nature truth body.
그렇다. 다 디네 삼마탄도 가라. 땅 안 접잖아. 오지고 이시추고 딘데기 아니지 규례기 안에 버기다 직도우시 맞고 맞고라 여태바시. 탐지 이주라 셈이어라. 셈여와 나시 셈데베동 연구여라. 진짜 버기다 근데 섬 땅도 가라 아니지 버기다 산제기 누가 강가라 여태시. 아티레 버기다 뭐니 구주로 이시추기 구주로 다 이시추기 유에기 누바디 셈즈 탐지라 라시스 여태바레스. 어디데 있네 셈즈 탐지 리기 차바레스. 데 섬 땅도 가라.
So which means to say that there exists in every sentient being's continuum that very capacity or potential to achieve the wisdom truth body and the nature body, isn't it? Why? Because if you are a sentient being, you necessarily have a mind, isn't it? Yeah. You have that which has the potential to transform into the wisdom truth body of Buddha, isn't it? And if you have a mind, then the mind by nature, whether you realize it or not, the mind by nature is empty of true existence, right? Right. That's, so that mind's emptiness of true existence is the is that which will become the nature body when all the defilements have been eliminated, right? And since all sentient beings possess a mind, and since their minds are the ultimate nature of their minds are emptiness of true existence, so from this, can we then agree that all sentient beings possess Buddha nature, which is not a, which is not a, it's an English word, but you know, but all sentient beings possess that Buddha Tathagata essence, the lineage.
What did that mean? What took you that to that time? That morning you go, you see, you go say that you like it that nobody seems to you, you have to some time to that to die. That did it, the cause of Shubana Shire, that. Regulata, Kunzoton Tanda, on the Shivik Nitua, or Telatene, and his buggy Kunzavi, Kasan, Pena, Ishuku, O Niku, Sini, and his Chikunza de Machik Tonda de Machegua.
So, I guess if we think along these lines, you can kind of get some idea of how all sentient beings possess the lineage. All sentient beings can become Buddha, basically. Can. And you know, you remember the discussion of right at the beginning in the first verse, yeah, you know, the fourth topic is the basic constituent, or which is the essence, or which is the lineage, yeah, basically, right? You can talk about it from a conventional point of view, and then and the ultimate, yeah, right? And essentially, one is an ultimate truth, one is a conventional truth, isn't it?
What did that happen? That's. That you watch our city, that the subject Tamja Rigi Cabaret says that to die, Umabeti Sunguyore, subject Tamja Rigi Cabarets. That any sound Gematun is subject to any humanis. Subjena, sound, Gene Michaps, Otosinida, Umabeti Sunguyore.
So, yeah, the proponents in the middle, therefore, say that since all sentient beings possess the Buddha nature, Buddha lineage, therefore, there isn't a sentient being who will not become a Buddha. So all sentient beings are waiting to become Buddhas, or will become Buddhas.
Okay, that's all. Yeah, ask us.
Sen-jian-tang-ji.
Karen Puchi, I'd just like to clarify one point. Because when we are talking about the seven Vajra topics, we have this term in English, basic constituent, and Tathagata essence. Now we have a new term, an additional term, lineage, and we also have the term Buddha nature. Can all these four terms be considered the same thing, exactly the same thing? Or are there very subtle differences between these terms? Because in this lesson, we've heard lineage, we've heard Buddha nature, we've heard Tathagata essence, we've heard basic constituent. So it's I just wondered maybe in Tibetan whether there's only one term or whether there are differences. Thank you.
Come.
Rick.
That chick will love you, you to start it, you at the matter. That chick, I got it, but I come. The other chick be new ball. Rick, Senator. Present that chick will love you,
So there is the basic element or basic constituent, kham. You have the Jishibi Ningbo Tathagata essence, then you have Rig lineage, right? And I told you from before, I mean, as a translator, the Buddha lineage, I don't know who created it. I mean, it sounds nice in English, but there's no equivalent in Tibetan, okay? That's why I don't like to use Buddha lineage. I mean, it's not specific. But, I mean, you can take it to mean the same thing. But as for the first three, I don't see why they can't... Okay, let's put it that way. Okay, like, we can think of the three as talking about the same thing, right? Depends on how you explain. So, I mean, in the general sense, you could say that they are talking about the same thing. But, you know, if you talk about basic constituent or, you know, the word Tathagata essence, in fact, sometimes in Tibetan, the two go together, conditioning bowls. So, in English, it sounds kind of weird, the basic constituent, Tathagata essence. You know? It sounds like essence of Buddha or essence of the one task God. You know? But those words, you know, whether you put it together or whether they are treated as separate, you know, basic constituent and or Tathagata essence, those words primarily refer to the mind's emptiness of true existence, yeah. Primarily. Yeah. But the word lineage refers to both the developmental lineage as well, yeah. So the word lineage, right, can refer to the naturally abiding lineage, but primarily is driving at the referring to the developmental lineage. Whereas the basic constituent and all Tathagata essence primarily it refers to the naturally abiding lineage. Well, you take all of them to be the same. I don't think there's any issue. I mean, it just matter how you phrase it, how you explain it, isn't it? Right? I mean, if you talk about lineage, if you explain lineage to include naturally abiding lineage besides the developmental lineage, it's driving the same thing, isn't it? Well, it depends on how you say it, right? Or if you say that they're all the same, there's no problem, yeah? Because, you know, if somebody asks you Tathagata essence, oh, you say the Tathagata essence is divided into two. There's the naturally abiding lineage, then there is the development lineage. Or when somebody asks you about lineage, you can say, oh, there's two as well, because there's the naturally abiding lineage and the, what's that? Developmental lineage, yeah. Semantics, yeah. Wow, he's not happy. Yeah. He took like that, though. So that was damn funny. He like make sure that's reflected in the transcript.
I have to point out that if you say that the Tathagata lineage, the Tathagata essence,
better still, new sutra.
The Tathagata essence is the developmental lineage as well.
What?
You say that. Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, you say the Tathagata essence Yeah, you say if Tathagata essence is the developmental lineage.
Did you love it? You say this is your mother. Not saying that.
With an emphasis. But if you do that, then you are, you know, the very reason that they use to defeat my MOS school, saying that Tathagata lineage has to be not must be not. Must not be newly generated.
Seems like 有点道理哦.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We know. Yeah, we know what you mean.
Yeah.
Count their own trap. Yeah. They don't set traps.
For themselves.
Huh? You don't understand what you're saying? No, but we are not saying that the Tathagata essence is the developmental lineage. We're not saying that. We didn't say that.
No,
cannot use.
Tathagata lineage cannot be used for...
Tathagata
essence
is If it's divided into two, then what are the two you can say? Like, but that is not. You cannot say it's not. You cannot say it is. But you say when divided into two, then there are two lineages.
I see. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, we stop here. Yeah.
In the Heart Sutra, when it says, how should any son of the lineage train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom, does that refer to the Tathagata essence? So basically any sentient being who wishes to train, because since all sentient beings have the Tathagata essence, so is that what it's referring to in the Heart Sutra?
Rick said, yeah.
Rick.
The teller that by Bangala Siki Ayumere, that's also Ricky Poos and Zozo that teaching regular technique. That to beg it, Tedan did that. Tapochimu Rick said, Tapochimu Rishi Kansa, or Tindela Nishita, Sharaji Paro Chibon, Lobegi. The sons of the lineage or daughter of the lineage mentioned in the Heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra does not refer to all sentient beings here. The lineage here refers to the Mahayana lineage. It refers to one who possesses the Mahayana lineage. It refers to one whose Mahayana lineage has been awakened. So, essentially, we are talking about Bodhisattvas. Yeah.
Okay, we stop here. You can ask, but no answer. You can ask your question. You can ask. I'll give answer next class. You ask. No?
Before I forget, anyway. Ah, yeah. So tonight's class, I hear that the mind being in the nature of clear light is the mind's emptiness. There was a mention that the mind's emptiness is permanent, since beginning this time. I refer back to my first lesson, during my first lesson. I was asking about clear light being permanent or impermanent. And the answer was impermanent. And so tonight I hear something mentioned differently. I would like to clarify where I've gone wrong.
The statement is the mind's, the nature of the mind is clear light, yeah.
Yeah, I took it as clear light, mind's clear light being emptiness of the mind, being emptiness. Yeah. Is that right or is wrong?
Simji rangshin vesawa sindara, simji rangshin sedi, simdenbar tube tonga la shashin. Ti vesawa res. Kasena, go ahead. Rangshingi vesawa res. Tila ka tima kato ina ta shuyo mara sigaro.
The mind's nature is clear light. So the mind's nature here, our ultimate nature, right? Yeah. Talking about is emptiness of true existence.
Exactly.
So that is clear light because yes, the advantageous defilements has never ever resided in that nature of the mind.
Yeah. So that's permanent, right? But I asked what is clear light, is it permanent and impermanent? In the first lecture, beginning of this module.
Then the mind's factor of luminosity and knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you call it luminosity or clear and knowing or luminosity and cognizant. That is a composite phenomenon. Permanent phenomenon, basically.
That's right. But I was asking clear light.
Okay, we talk next time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next time.
Okay.